Welcome to 1550 Today, Issues and Lifestyles with Paul Roberts and Sybil Tonkonagy. 1550 Today is a public affairs presentation of 1550 WNTN.
Good morning and welcome to 1550 Today. This is Sybil Tonkonagy, and on the phone with us this morning is Sharon Abbott, who wrote the book, Be Your Own Boss Guide, your guide to more than 100 businesses you can start from home and make more money than you ever imagined. Sharon Abbott, Be Your Own Boss Guide, is dedicated to all those who have been downsized, right-sized, and capsized. And for those who are tired of winning, waiting for the day, the time has come to take control over your income and not only rely on corporate America. And so with great pleasure, I introduce you to Sharon Abbott. Hi, Sharon, how are you?
Hi, Sybil, I'm doing great, thank you.
It is a pleasure to have you with us today. And I think as I read the title of your book and the subtitle to your book, it all of a sudden just struck a bell for that showed a little more of attitude, of good attitude, instead of saying, oh, things are so tough.
Well, you know, people get stuck in those attitudes, especially now when we've been hearing for so many years that, you know, the money's not there, the jobs aren't there, and I don't know why people are willing just to believe that.
Well, you know, I think it's a general feeling, though. I was also saying this morning how really people, even though they feel down because they've lost their jobs, the money is so difficult, and restaurants, for instance, are way off, and retail stores are way off, and things are really bad. I think that the public is really trying to have some attention and trying to think positive. Do you get that feeling?
I do. And the world that I live in, the entrepreneur world, almost everybody has such a positive attitude. And I think that's what helps me so much, is being around people who are positive.
Well, I think that somehow or other, I think if being negative is something that we can always turn to, but it seems so down to be negative when we got to be up and have all our wits about us to keep up with the daily events.
Well, it does take a little more energy to be positive, but the long run, I think we sleep better. I think we're healthier by staying positive, and we attract more positive people, which is certainly a lot more fun. So there's a lot to win from keeping that positive perspective.
You know, it was very interesting in this morning's paper, in our Boston Globe, there was an article on the front page that said that people almost are enjoying a little bit of being at home with your family, being out of a job, doing what you want to do when you want to do it. Unfortunately, when the unemployment runs out, people aren't going to be very happy. But at the moment, maybe that is a little bit of a salvation for these people.
Well, you know, I always relate this back to World War II, when we didn't have corporate America taking care of 90% of the employees in this country. And most people don't even realize that for the last 10 years, 97% of all employees in this country are employed by entrepreneurs, which is a company with 50 employees or less. So, you know, we have really shifted over the last 10 years, but it's been kind of a quiet entrepreneurial evolution. And now we're going to be going even stronger, where it looks like it's going to be closer to a 99%.
Well, you know, it's when you sit and hear about all the tragic things that are happening around us and in front of us, it's really a little bit frightening for the average person.
if they don't have the proper tools, you're right, Sybil. If you don't have the right connections, if you're hanging around people who are constantly complaining, it is extremely frightening. So one of the things that I really encourage people to do is to associate with people who have the wherewithal to be in control over their lives and not be giving in to what the media says is the standard. And, you know, I mean, I can take two people from the same household and they have a different attitude about what's going on right now. So imagine if you're in a household with three people who are the doomsayers, and then you put them in an environment where everybody is, what's the solution? If we have a challenge, what's the solution? And after a while, the people who are the doomsayers become part of the evolution of finding solutions rather than giving in to the negativity.
Well, you know, I think that's what I really was so struck by your book. I think that the sense of a little good attitude, your guide to more than 100 businesses, you can start from home and make more money than you ever imagined. That's so positive.
Well, you know, I've been living and breathing this. I was one of those people who always had a job, and I was not of an entrepreneurial background or mindset. And then, you know, one day I got laid off from corporate America in 1985, and I was so affected by it, probably more so than when I went through a divorce. I didn't know what my value was any longer. I really struggled to get my feet on the ground and feel like I had purpose. And it took me years to get over, you know, who was I if I didn't have a corporate job? And then one day it just kind of all fell together, and I began to work with some of the other entrepreneurs, and I discovered that I really had a passion not only for running my own business, but for helping other people to find out what business they could do. But this is kind of a unique way where it matches their personality, their income requirements, and the skills that they've learned in their lifetime. So if you were to get up on your day off and you were just to do things that you enjoy, whether it's reading a book or playing with your dog or working with kids, it doesn't matter what you enjoy doing, there is a business that relates to that.
Well, you know, it's almost a positive attitude. You know, and I said this morning on the air, I said something that was very interesting. And after I said it, I said, now, I'm sure that there's going to be many people who disagree with me. But, you know, I think that President Obama has approached our tremendous problems with an air of sophistication, of we're going to make it work. It's we're going to have it hard for a couple of years, but we're going to make it work, and we're going to keep fighting together. And that in itself is very positive.
Oh, I believe so, and I love his attitude. Excuse me, but if you could imagine, rather than saying, oh, it's going to take a couple of years, and you know, we've got to tighten our belts, and we've got to really figure out how to survive. What if, on the other hand, and I'll give you an example. This is a story that I really appreciate, just somebody responding the way this young man did. We have a lot of people in this country from Mexico and other countries that are more impoverished than we are. And for us to complain about what we don't have, if we were to really embrace what other countries have to go through, we would be ashamed of ourselves for complaining one minute for anything that goes on in our lives. And this young man had been in this country working. He had a work visa, and he made $6 an hour helping a landscape architect work 12 hours a day so that he could send $200 a month home to his family, which was all they had to live on, and that was three children and his wife, who had to live with her mother because the $200 just didn't go far enough for their own place. So I made some business cards for him, and I actually paid to make some door hangers. And on Sunday, which was his only day off, I had him go around a specific neighborhood that had a kind of an affluent attitude to it. And after 6 months, he came back, and he knocked on my door, And he wanted to give me money for the business cards and the door hangers, and I refused to take it. But I said, I want to know what's happened. And he, in 6 months, ended up making enough money to bring his wife and three children to the United States and have their own house so that they could be together. Now, literally for 6 months, he worked 7 days a week. He would get off at 6, and a lot of times he would go work on a yard that he got paid $25, $50 to do the yard on his own. But he was willing to work that hard to get control over his family and finances.
And he succeeded.
He succeeded. So what's the difference between someone who comes to this country knowing how impoverished their country is, and then they manage to succeed, and then we have people who are born here that struggle their entire life and barely get by, if they do at all.
And that's really credit to think about it.
You know, that's what drives me, is how do I stimulate people's imaginations to make them realize that they're the ones in control? Do you go home, put your feet up, and watch TV for 3 hours, or do you take that time to figure out how to better your life and everyone else you associate with?
It seems to me that I know that I do, that I think about how other ways that I can make things better than they are.
Truly. And that's one of the reasons why you're in media, that you have this ability now to influence other people to maybe get off the couch, do something that maybe 6 months, a year from now, will make all the difference in their world. We don't have to wait 2 years.
That's for sure. And we're not going to wait 2 years either, because we're going to take our break now, and then we're going to come right back, and we are going to further a little discussion about how we can be your own boss guide. So don't go away. Right back with Sharon Abbott.
Holiday or any day, gifts from Massachusetts and New England are special. Massachusetts Bay Trading Company at massbaytrading.com showcases pure Yankee ingenuity. Looking for that extra special holiday greeting card this season? We offer fine quality cards featuring the works of renowned Boston artists and photographers. Our products embody the character and diversity of the Bay State. Massachusetts Bay Trading Company at massbaytrading.com. Pure Yankee ingenuity.